What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And yes, apparently hackers are trying to take my site down. I've got my hosting company. Okay, I can't deal with this till after the radio show. I got to do the radio show now. Let me post a reply. Say so. I am doing. Okay. Okay. Odd that they don't know what my site is when I logged in with my login credentials. It must be some new people. Okay, so getting on back to the war zones. Hour number two of our show, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're in this situation right now where Turkey has invaded Syria ostensibly to just deal with the Syrian Kurds. And this, of course, is following on the heels of the collapse of the Iraqi Kurds getting their independence. So the idea of a new Kurdistan, that's over and done with. And because it's not going to happen, the U.S. doesn't need the Syrian Kurds anymore and, in theory, is supposed to be abandoning them. In fact, the U.S. already promised they were going to stop arming them, although they're apparently still getting guided anti-tank missiles. So we don't know what's going on. But we're in this situation where Turkey is saying any U.S. troops that are mixed in with the Syrian Kurds, they are legitimate targets of this military operation. So this thing could still escalate. Now, down in Yemen, apparently there was these mercenaries led by Saudi officers, and apparently they had a bad, bad day. Basically, the Houthi rebels, those are tough people. And apparently one of the mercenary bases was annihilated in a surprise attack. Now, Russia is responding to this statement that Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson, Great Britain, told the Daily Telegraph. And basically, he was out there doing the booga booga story about how Russia could attack. Russia's planning to attack. They're spying on energy supplies, and they're going to cut our lifeline. And Russia came on back and said that Mr. Williamson has lost his grasp on reason, and that his comments were worthy of a Monty Python sketch, which, if you're my age, you will remember who Monty Python is. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here from Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, the Kurds on my mind, in the sense that when Assad offered them autonomy, they rejected it. When the U.S. moved in and offered to help them, they wanted to form their own state in northern Syria. Now, like you said before, Erdogan is not going to have any of that. He said that from the beginning. Neither is Iraq and neither is Iran. So I think what Putin did was talk to Assad and said, let me handle Erdogan. And since even Putin offered the Kurds to come to Sochi and talk about the, you know, the setting up of the government, and the Kurds rejected that after the U.S. moved in to help them. But the big picture is all of this is for the greater Israel project, if we were to be honest. Okay, America is just a useful scapegoat, all right? But in the hard time, that America is having over there, they're learning, Israel is learning that dog don't sick them the way it used to. All right, and everybody's catching on to the game, and everybody knows that they, you know, that America is nothing but the attack dog for Israel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying you're absolutely right. America's military is used for Israel's wars or for the wars for our bankers. I mean, basically, everybody in uniform is just. They're being used like they're mercenaries. They're being rented out like they're a mercenary army.
This is true. This is true. And I'm hearing what you're saying about the, you know, one day the American people are going to wake up and demand, you know, this and that from the government. I mean, you're more optimistic for them than I am, but I tell you why, you have a reason to be more optimistic, and that is they have to be programmed to do it. Because right now they've been programmed to be stupid and, you know, and not want to care about anything except the next sporting event that's going out of season or that's coming into season. But I give it to guys like you who are on the front line, who are programming. This is the fight, okay? It's programming versus programming. And if we keep pushing, and I'm doing my part, I'm always sending people your stuff. I'm always, you know, hipping them to other stuff. But this is it. This is the fight. It is an information war. And the information is being used to wake people up, just like it's been used for so long to put people asleep.
Absolutely. And again, we're on one side. The corporate media is on the other side. But you're right. It's an information war. And I hope we're going to win it. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, Donald Trump, of course, is over there in Davos. And he's out there wagging his finger at the disrespectful Palestinians. Trump is apparently very angry at the way the Palestinians treated Mike Pence when he was over there. And so basically, Trump is saying, you will come to the peace table with Israel or you will lose hundreds of millions of dollars of AIDS. Now, remember, Donald Trump created this whole situation by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in open defiance of the United Nations resolutions that says it's a city to be shared. So Trump once again proved that he is Israel's bitch, and he made this mess. And now he's acting all affronted. Oh, you're being disrespectful. You disrespected the Palestinians. You disrespected the United Nations. Now, the Palestinians are saying that if Jerusalem is off the table, the U.S. has no seat at it. Peace with Israel is not possible if the status of Jerusalem cannot be talked about. Now, Palestine is willing to share Israel, share Jerusalem with Israel. They just want the eastern part of it that was given to them by the United Nations. That's all they want. They want what the UN says is already theirs. Israel's already trying to commandeer it and steal it. Israel wants all of Jerusalem. They want the Palestinians to go away. They want to just kill off the Palestinians. They want the Americans to pay for it. By the way, Michael Herzog had an amazing statistic on his program. Did you know that almost one-third of those Palestinians are Christians? And so you have this bizarre situation of churches, Christian churches in the United States of America, sending money to Israel so Israel can kill Christians in the West Bank and in Gaza. I love what Michael Herzog had to say about it. Who would Jesus bomb? Now, John Kerry came on out and basically said that, well, he's undermining President Trump's authority. He's speaking to leaders within the Palestinian Authority. I think he's a private citizen. He may have just violated the Logan Act. But he's out there saying that you forget about what Trump is saying, and according to Kerry, Trump will not remain in office for a long time. It was reported that within a year, there was a good chance that Trump would not be in the White House. This is apparently originating from John Kerry, reported in the Jerusalem Post. I sure hope Donald Trump gets wind of that. I really do. Now, there is a new book out, and apparently it is a history of Israel's assassination operations. And it talks about things like poison toothpaste. It takes a month to end its target's life. That's the polonium. Armed drones, exploding cell phones, spare tires with remote-controlled bombs, assassinating enemy scientists, finding the secret lovers of the world leaders. And apparently this book says that in its 70 years of existence, Israel has carried out at least 2,700 known assassination operations. And that is, of course, more than any other Western country. Now, Ronan Bergman, the intelligence correspondent for Yediot Aharonot newspaper, persuaded many agents of Mossad, Shin Bet, and the military to tell their stories, some even using their real names. And the result is the first comprehensive look at Israel's use of state-sponsored killings. One example that was in this book was that Israel planned to blow up a passenger plane to try and assassinate Yasser Arafat. So when people are talking about these assassination plots and somebody says, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. No, it isn't. It's out there. Let's get on over here to the Koreas. Will there be a U.S. nuclear sneak attack on North Korea? And it's basically this article, which is in Global Research, is saying the same thing I said yesterday. There is this thaw in relations between the two Koreas. They got together over the Olympics. Now they're talking reunification. They're moving forward on that. Once the reunification happens, the agenda for war is over. North Korea is no longer a threat to South Korea. The U.S. loses its excuse to go into North Korea. And so Global Research is saying that it is very likely that the U.S. will just haul off and go on in with a sneak nuclear attack on North Korea before there's any more progress on reunification. And I'm afraid that that could very well happen. And they're taking a risk, of course, that this could turn into another regional or full-scale war. Because China is not going to be happy with the U.S. popping off nuclear bombs so close to their territory. Neither will Russia. Japan is certainly not going to have it. They're going to be reliving Hiroshima and Nagasaki all over again. They'll be having nightmares. The kids will be having nightmares with all that stuff. Now, one of the reasons the U.S. is opposed to reunification of Koreas has to do with China's One Belt, One Road policy. They're trying to spread it all over the place, and it's basically going to be this ultra-high-speed rail and trucking system that will allow Asia to send their exports directly to Europe by a much faster route than cargo ships at much lower cost. And for countries that are heavily invested in shipping lines, that's obviously going to be a bit of a problem. Well, apparently, China is now looking at extending the One Belt, One Road project up to the north with what they're calling the Polar Silk Road that will basically be up along the northern part, may involve some sea routes. Now, unfortunately, they're basing this on the idea that there's going to be less ice up there because of human-caused global warming. And I hope they take another look at that because it doesn't seem to be the case. Okay. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is floating this plan. It's a compromise plan. He is going to open a way for 1.8 million of the so-called Dreamers to become U.S. citizens. And along with that, there will be new restrictions on legal immigration. They're going to start tightening up requirements and $25 billion in border security to end the illegal immigration problem. Now, nobody's talking about the fact that 1.8 million illegal immigrants is just a tiny fraction of the true problem. That there's probably closer to 5 million illegal immigrants, and those who do not make the Dreamer amnesty, they've got to be rounded up and they've got to be shipped home. And that gets us back to the sanctuary city area. But as is usually the case with anything in Washington, D.C., and especially with anything from Donald Trump, there's opposition coming, not just from the Democrats, but even from Donald Trump's own party. They don't want to spend the $25 billion on the wall. They want amnesty. The Democrats want amnesty for everybody, and they still want the open borders. The Democrats are openly admitting they are counting on illegal immigrants voting to swing this November's and the 2020 elections. They're not even hiding the fact that they're stealing the elections because it is illegal for illegal immigrants to vote. And then I get emails from people saying, well, you know, there's, you know, they live here. They live here now. They should be allowed to vote. They're not supposed to be living here. They committed a crime stepping across the border. We're not supposed to reward criminals with free stuff and the right to vote. Now, lately, we've been talking about bad mistakes made by the cops. They're shooting the wrong people. And it seems that apparently even the FBI is not above making a mistake. This happened down in Texas, and it happened yesterday. And apparently it all began when two men barged into this home that the victim shared with his brother and his 12-year-old son. The home intruders claimed to be members of a cartel and claimed that the brothers owed them money. And when the perpetrators tied up the father and his son, they took the father, they ransacked the house. They couldn't find anything. So they took like a PlayStation and an Xbox and a bunch of stuff like that. And they left and they told the kid, don't call the police. We're going to let your father go just 15 minutes away from here. Well, the boy got out of his restraints and he called the police. And obviously the victim hadn't been let go by anybody. So the boy's uncle, the brother of the kidnapped victim, returned home, got a phone call from somebody saying they were with a different cartel and asking for $20,000 in ransom money. And police alerted the FBI, who tracked the cell phone number to a hotel. So far, so good. But apparently, when the FBI went to make the arrest of the kidnappers, they shot and killed the kidnapped victim. Little bit of a whoopsie there. So for those of you who still think the FBI are just the absolute top in law enforcement. Now, as you know, we got a caller on the line. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know that FBI thing. I mean, they may not be the smartest or any of that. They certainly are the richest because they have the biggest budget. I'm on your website, Mike, and I cannot find for the life of me.
You're one of the lucky ones. Yeah, because apparently there's a major DNS problem going on where people the server can't be found, and our ISP is looking at it, and I'm checking to see if maybe DirectNIC got compromised and somebody changed the IP there.
No, I can see it. Have you tried that website, right? Hide Me? And just, you know, try another country to see if you can get it?
Wait a minute. Somebody has changed my my IP address. That's what happened. Okay.
Did they up your speed, too?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Well,
okay.
Well, now you figured it out. So.
Okay. The record.
On your website, I'm looking for the live video stream link to YouTube, which took me about 10 minutes to find, but I can't.
It should be up there at the top. Yeah, it should. Okay, boy, all the computer problems, and I'm trying to do a radio show here at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to put this into the next commercial break, but it looks like somebody hacked into my DirectNIC and account and basically changed the IP. So I got to get that back, and then I got to change my password. All righty.
That's too bad, Mike.
All right. Okay. Yeah, there should be up at the very top just a little explanation that YouTube's policies have changed. And if you go to the chat, you know, I will get this all fixed eventually, I promise you. Okay, it's just taking a long time.
I'm not leaving.
Well, okay. Okay, it's all piling up here. We're going to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to try and get some of this stuff dealt with.
Thanks, Mike.
Me Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it looks like somebody changed a configuration somewhere on the network, and all of a sudden my domain registrar is looking at the wrong name servers. And I wish they would, like, notify people when they're going to do this. So I'm going to try and get this all set up during the next commercial break. Meanwhile, Al in Canada, are you still there? No, I guess not. Okay, and again, I apologize that so many things are not working, but I got hit with all this whammy where BAM user went away, YouTube is just almost impossible to work with, and I'm going to have to go with yet another system. And at the same time, I was forced to move to a new server to get away from Spectre and Meltdown. And folks, I'm just one person. I'm just one guy. I've been doing this for a quarter of a century now, and the workload is just amazingly intense. And again, it doesn't look like it was a deliberate hack. It looks like somebody just arbitrarily said, well, it's time to change this, and they broke a bunch of stuff at the same time. So I'm going to try and get this fixed. But I'm just one guy, and there is just a huge amount of stuff to keep working. And it's what's really frustrating for me, of course, is that I keep having to solve the same problems over and over and over again. It's not getting a video stream on my website. It's getting it up and then having to get a new one up, then having to get a new one up, and having to get a new one up. And folks, I really am very, very tired, and I'm just doing it all myself. I really am. Okay, now that I've vented, now that I've got my blood pressure level back down where it needs to be, as you know, there have been two phenomena going on. One is that for men and women, there seems to be this campaign of driving them apart and marginalizing them, like they don't really matter. And meanwhile, of course, there's been this intense campaign perhaps the word normalize would be good, the LGBTQ. And they started out with the vast majority of people saying, well, you know, if that's the way they are, that's the way they are, and don't have a problem with that. But this in-your-face campaign has apparently backfired, because polls are now showing that Americans are now less comfortable with the LGBTQ community because of this constant intrusion and this attempt to have this taught as curriculum in the schools, or wanting to refocus history on famous gay people. And it's causing a great deal of resentment and a little bit of a pushback. I think this would be a good place of live and let live. And if you're, you know, if we're straight, if we're heterosexual, let us go on being heterosexual. Don't get in the way. Don't get laws passed that we can get fined for telling a woman she's got a beautiful body. Just stop intruding into each other's space. There used to be a time when there was supposed to be respect for personal space. The liberals certainly have that. You know, oh, you're invading my space. But then the liberals will invade your space. It's a one-way street here. Okay, let's see. Ooh, we got a bunch of callers on the line here. Let's go to Don in the Philippines. And Don, I'm probably going to have to take you over the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, well, in the first place, I can get your website here. So maybe it has something to do with foreign countries apparently can receive your website, but not people in America. Maybe it's a diabolical plan. They're trying to get everybody that's a Mike Rivero fan to evacuate the United States and go to a foreign country so they can pick up. No, it's just a joke, Mike. I'm sorry. But I wanted to go back to what I was talking about yesterday about the FBI. And I kind of went on a tangent when I was talking about Bobby Fischer and his mother. But the point is, they were poor people living in Brooklyn. They didn't have any expensive lawyer, but they knew that you don't talk to the FBI. You just don't say anything to them. And then flash forward to this year when you got Michael Flynn was paying all this money to his lawyer. He should sue the guy for malpractice now. He's looking at prison time. Whereas if he just would have, instead of not had any lawyer and watched this documentary and listened to Mrs. Fisher's advice and just say, I have nothing to say to you, and he would not be looking at any prison time. I don't understand why anybody would talk to the FBI. That was my point.
Well, you're well advised to not do that, and certainly, same thing with the police. It's like that old Miranda warning. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, and that does apply to the FBI as well. Under certain circumstances, you can be compelled. You have to remember your Fifth Amendment rights. The right against self-incrimination, and you have to also remember you have a right to an attorney that you can invoke at any time. All right, listen, Don, have you got more?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, stay on the line. Going to put you on hold here. Going to try and get my DNS. Apparently, DirectNIC had a problem.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I finally figured out what was going on here. For some reason, and after the radio show, I'm going to get on to them. My domain registrar, they must have had something crash, and they went to a backup, and the backup was apparently from before I moved to my new server. And so all over the world, the domain was pointing at the wrong name servers. And apparently that happened just this morning, and it was propagating through the system more and more. But I've corrected the name servers, and hopefully the site will be reappearing where you are, however long it takes for the DNS propagation to reach your part of the world. Obviously, going into a weekend, it's not really going to be an issue until Monday. All right, so we're talking with Don in the Philippines. And, Don, I can give you my full attention now. What's going on?
Yeah. There's a difference between talking to your local cops. They cannot charge you with lying to them. It's only a federal officer that can put you in jail, and the FBI loves to do that. I will talk to my local sheriff, you know, because I don't have to fear that he's going to catch me in a lie or an inconsistency, and I'll be looking at jail time. And Mike Flynn didn't do anything against the law, as far as we know. They caught him in, I don't know exactly what he, his story was a little bit different from time to time. He pled guilty to lying, but
basically he denied having a meeting with Russians, and it could have been just a simple goof where he simply forgot. But yeah, they went after him with that because they're trying to build the case about Russia collusion. It was a nothing burger. Now, if you're talking to a police officer, they can't arrest you right there for lying to them. But obviously, if you are arrested later on, the fact that you did lie would be entered into evidence against you, during your trial.
And the trial, but they're not. They can't just throw you in jail for lying, which would, the FBI has for some. That's a bad law. The FBI is no better than the county sheriff, in my opinion, probably a lot worse. And there's a law that says that they can throw you in jail for lying to a federal officer, and that's wrong. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right. I think that's the whole point of putting people under oath. Is if they lie, they've committed perjury. But just automatically saying you can't lie to a federal officer, you can go to jail for that, isn't that subjective? The federal officer may truly believe that you're lying to them, even if you're telling the truth. That's a law that's wide open for abuse. Okay, we're going to talk to Gearhart in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Gearhart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Just a quick follow-up from your first hour. You mentioned declassifying the memo, some information from InfoWars. There was an excellent interview done by Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, dated December 26th, 2014, day after Christmas, 2014, where she interviewed, at the time, a junior senator from Alaska, Mike Gravel, who worked with Daniel Ellsberg at the time and some other people, where he introduced the Pentagon Papers into the official congressional record. And once it's introduced, you don't have to stand there and read page by page, volume by volume. Here's the documents. It's introduced. It's part of the record. It's now open for the media to comment on, report on, disclose, or not report on, whatever their intent is. But it was a very interesting interview, if it's still archived there. December 26, 2014, and he explained the procedure. It was about a half hour interview, and it was a good interview to listen to and learn what they did at the time.
Okay. Hello? Yeah. Well, I mean that's all becoming current again because of this movie, The Post. And but again, as I mentioned yesterday, I read a review saying that for people who know the story about the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg and the burglary of his psychiatrist's office and the rest of it, the film is trying to basically rewrite history a little bit. So I don't know that I'm going to bother with it all that much.
Right. Well, this was nothing to do with the movie. It was just an interview with Gravel. From at the time, he was just a junior senator, and he explained, and they related to after the fact that John McCain could have done the same thing with the torture memo. Okay, it's a provision under the Constitution which allows, I believe, its senators to do this and to introduce it into the congressional record. So he explained it quite well.
Okay, so it's confined to the senators because Judge Napolitano was basically saying a member of the House of Representatives has that same right.
Okay, I'm going from memory, and again, it's been probably a year or two since I listened to the interview, but I'm staying corrected, okay? But it was a good interview, if you get a chance to listen.
All right, okay. Well, I definitely will.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to move over to Richard in North Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, as everybody says, aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
I have a very trivial thing to put into the pie. It has to do with the problems you've been having. It may be a symptom that you could use to diagnose even further what you need to do, but I've been having a lot of
I've identified the problem.
That.
I've identified the problem.
Well,
for some reason, my domain registrar reverted to the settings that were used to point at the last server I was using. And, of course, that last server doesn't exist any longer. And so I've already corrected the problem, and it's propagating through DNS. So by, you know, this evening, you should be seeing the site again.
Oh, no, I'm not having a problem right now, but I wanted to let you know that I had a lot of problems in the past few weeks getting to your site with Firefox. But when I would use Tor, I could do it.
Yeah, a lot of people complain about Firefox having issues with my site. But again, we just moved to a brand new server that's a lot more powerful. It's a lot faster, a lot more secure. And you're going to have a lot fewer problems with that once the name server problem is taken care of.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. I just wanted to throw information into the pot.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, have a good night as well. All right, we're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open again. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying whether they can or cannot see the site. And because of the way DNS works, basically the DNS tables, the data tables, are propagated from one DNS server to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And it can take up to 24 hours for these things to get where they need to go. And so where you're still seeing my site, the change to the name servers may not have reached you yet. And so you may see an outage later on today, followed by restoration. The problem is solved, and by this time tomorrow, everything should be just fine. So that's what we're, you know, and again, I'm doing the best that I can with all of these issues. There's only one guy here. There's only one system engineer here. All right, so we're getting on back to this issue about how the LGBTQ community, in pushing so hard to basically get in your face and say, yeah, we're here and you should accept us, which was weird because for the most part they were being accepted before. They've actually harmed their own public image. People are very concerned about how they're trying to take over control of the curriculum, and they're also concerned about how some of these individuals just seem to be taking advantage of the situation. And a good example of that happened out in Chicago. There is a Chicago man who's accused of sexually assaulting three young girls, and his defense is that he thinks he's a little boy trapped in an adult's body. Well, heck, I'm that, but that doesn't give me the right to go on out and sexually assault anybody. So anyway, there's this guy, Joseph Roman, 38, is charged with predatory criminal sexual assault from repeated attacks on three girls ranging in age from 6 to 8 years old. And apparently this guy was a friend of the girls' families at the time of the attacks. But basically, he says he's a 9-year-old trapped in an adult's body, and he was ordered held without bail. And by golly, I agree with that one. But this idea of I'm something else trapped in whatever, it's really out of control. Although I know I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. You can ask my wife, Claire. So since we're having so much grief with our computer systems today, let's do some stuff about computers. And there's a very interesting article that came out of Blacklisted News, basically quoting a study that says if a top major cloud service provider were to go offline for as short as 3 days, it could cost the U.S. economy $15 billion with a B. And there have been some cases in the early days of the cloud where cloud servers have gone down unexpectedly, or they've had data problems and data has been lost. Now, I do not agree with the cloud. I know it's being shoved at us. I mean, it's a real effort to go through the iPhone and turn off all the cloud-related stuff, and some of it you can't turn off. You'll load your music, in this case Claire's music, into iTunes because you want to be able to play it to somebody who might want to program Claire's music, and then you have to wait because it's been sent to the cloud, which means if you're away from a Wi-Fi port, you know, yes, you can get it over the cell phone system, but if you're away from the cell phone tower, if you don't have that communication, you're being made dependent on that electronic umbilical cord in the sky, and I resent that. And the second issue, of course, is illustrated by this article. Having all of your data in one place, yes, it makes it easier for the government and marketing people to scan your data for information they can find useful, but it makes it vulnerable. And I want to share an experience I had many, many years ago before I take more phone calls. Back when I was still working in Hollywood in the early days of computer animation, there was this company called Digital Productions, very simple name. And their big selling point was they had acquired a Cray 1 supercomputer, fastest machine at its time. And it was a bad business decision because the Cray operated in the Fortran programming language, and all of the existing code for computer animation had been written in C under Unix. And so it obligated Digital Productions to basically rewrite, reinvent the wheel, write their own rendering code on the Cray. But the big problem was everything went through that Cray computer. And when it broke down, and it broke down a lot, everybody got to go home until the repair technicians could come on out. Now, the practice today in computer animation shops is render farms, which are these rooms full of very inexpensive racked processors, and each one is doing a frame, and they run in parallel, and if one or two or even five of these little blades crash, it doesn't impact the production that much. Parallelism really is the safest approach, and that's another reason why I'm opposed to these cloud systems. And this article says, yeah, we're all being dependent on the cloud. If the cloud system fails, we're all going to be losing money. We're going to be losing our businesses. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Yeah, Michael, first off, Trump today in Davos, before he left there, he's telling the media was there that it's all fake news and New York Times and all this with this Mueller nonsense. That should have already been ended. This is insanity with this Mueller and this insanity of what they're trying to do to Trump with the witch hunt. But now, Michael, what I do want to talk about is Trump is actually putting the Democrats on the spot because he's saying, okay, we'll give you 1.8 million illegals become our dreamers. And now basically you have this Nancy Pelosi come out just now a few minutes ago saying that Donald Trump's trying to turn America white again. What the heck is that all about? This nitwit. This freak show woman we have there in California with telling Donald Trump trying to make America white again when he's going to bring in, 1.8 million brown illegals? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, Nancy Pelosi wants all of the illegals currently in the country to be made legal, to be given amnesty, and she wants those borders to remain open. And we've been hearing about these liberals talking about their goal is the browning of America, and that's part of this globalist New World Order objective of basically blurring everybody together so that two or three generations down the road, we're all going to look the same, we're all going to talk the same, we're all going to smell the same, we're all going to dress the same. It's going to be just like George Lucas predicted in THX1138. There'll be no diversity. There'll be no difference anywhere on the planet. We'll just be this giant hive of human worker bees working for the bankers.
Well, Michael, you know, I think Nancy Pelosi has Alzheimer's. You notice how she's doing the twitch all the time? She's twitching. I think her face has been stretched so much from the million-dollar operation she's had on that face for plastic surgery. It's literally caught up to her brain and shrunk to a size of a pea.
That dimple on her chin?
Woman,
the dimple on your chin? That used to be her belly button.
I believe that, absolutely. But Michael, these people in San Francisco keep electing her. And you know what? Why don't they take all the illegal that she wants?
Tom?
Yeah.
We are told they keep electing her, but it's like the same situation with Arizona and McCain. I can't find anybody in San Francisco who actually votes for her. Election fraud is a reality in this country. Election fraud is a reality in this country. We just have to accept that. And we look at these politicians and we don't understand why they're hanging onto their office. Yeah, they're cheating. I mean, obviously, Pelosi is counting on illegal immigrants to help her hang onto her office.
Absolutely. And same thing in Arizona, Michael, because my brother lives out there. I have family all over Arizona, and nobody in my family and all their friends vote for John McCain. However, he still gets elected. I don't understand it. It's unbelievable. And let's just see what happens now in the 2018 election. But I think the Democrats have really been exposed with this immigration nonsense. I think the Americans are going to really wake up, and they're going to really expose. I think Trump's going to hold on to, in 2018, he's going to gain by 60 Senate seats. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping.
Well, I hope so too here. Yeah, but again, election fraud is epidemic in the country. We learned that in 2016, and we got to do something about that. Okay, well, listen, Tom, I'm going to let you go.
One more thing, George Soros. I wish Trump would have talked about George Soros at Davos, that he should be arrested. I don't understand why they have him around that guy Soros
stuff. Yeah, I agree with you there. Tom, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go back to the telephones here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just feel so happy about how far we've gotten in the war against the deep state. I mean, to think, you know, 5 or 6 years back when I was doing my 9/11 DVD distributions and getting really fed up because the American people weren't really doing anything about it. And then to have Trump just come out of the blue and then watch the deep state overplay their hand to such a degree that maybe, you know, Trump might have been able to make a deal with them, but not anymore. I mean, he's on our side now. It's like, and anybody that goes up against Trump so far ends up being broken by him. It's almost like the hand of God is on this guy. I've never seen anything like it. So I'm actually ecstatic that the deep state has made such a stupid decision, not just to go against the United States president, but also a president that actually seems to have the ability to just run circles and set traps on his enemies. I think I've never felt this positive about the potential of seeing these criminals get what's coming to them since when the Republicans took over in 95, when I was hoping they'd look into Vince Foster, which they didn't. But
no.
This is different because, once again, they're it's amazing to me. I was worried they were going to try to, you know, make a deal with Trump, but the knives came out, and they're trapped. I mean, there's actually word that part of these text messages are going to be meetings and informants where people were threatening the President of the United States. I mean, they might have really, you know, like I said, I'm just pleased.
That's actionable.
Huh?
You know, that is actionable. These texts where they're talking about physically harming the president, those are legally actionable, and something does need to be done about it. Now, the reason that the Republicans didn't look into Vince Foster is because, again, this goes back to what was going on in Arkansas with the Central Intelligence Agency while Clinton was governor of that state. And, you know, Vince Foster had become very uncomfortable with what he was being asked to do, because it was one thing to do it in the governor's office of the state of Arkansas, but this was the White House. And sometimes being in the White House can have a strange effect on people. It also happened to John F. Kennedy. I mean, growing up, he was a playboy. He was rich. He, you know, had his way with the girls and was a bit of a goofball. And then all of a sudden, he wins the election. He's in the White House, and all of a sudden, it apparently changed him, and he said, I'm going to really try and do this job right, which, of course, immediately started making enemies all around, leading to his assassination. Now, as far as Donald Trump is concerned here, I'm not as positive as you are. I would like to see him put on those presidential brass knuckles and start going to town on this, because it's clear he's still surrounded by people who are trying to obstruct any investigation. And when you look at that deep state, that web of drug and Clinton Foundation corruption and Uranium One, and now the new one that's coming on out about the shipping container shipping port down in Florida, everybody's dirty with some of it. And so it's basically Washington, D.C., it's one dragon with two heads. One head says Republican, one head says Democrat, but it's really all the same monster. Anyway, listen, Joe, we got to let you go for station identification. Yeah. We'll be back with another phone call right after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.